Amen. 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 I want to say thank you for being the God that you are. Amen. Amen. Giving all praises to God, to our own beloved Dr. Janice Bryant in her absence, to Minister William West, to Deacon Andrew Harrison, to the deacons, officers, and male chorus this morning. Amen. Amen. We are definitely grateful to them singing our hearts happy. Amazing grace. And I want to say thank you. Truly, truly blessed our hearts on today. For the month of November, we've been trying to work under the theme, what are you thankful for? In the midst of all of the madness of the world around us, uncertainties, all around, important for us to refocus on the Lord and just simply think about, as we approach Thanksgiving, what are you thankful for? On First Sunday, or Communion Sunday, we looked at the communion passage where Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me. And I'm thankful that I can remember what the Lord has done for me. I know who did it, and I know what he did, and I'm thankful for what he has done. On last week, we looked at a passage of 10 leopards. And one turned back to give Jesus thanks for his healing. And so we thought about that. We want to thank God. I'm thankful for those things that God did yesterday, that God did last year, that God did when I was a kid and didn't know no better. All those times I took for granted the grace and mercy of God, I suggest that we all just turn back and give God thanks for what he has done in our lives. This morning, we want to call your attention to 2 Timothy chapter 1 and one verse 5. 2 Timothy chapter 1, beginning, and we just want to lift up verse 5 for your hearing this morning. By the inspiration of God and by the pen of Apostle Paul, these words are recorded. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois, and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. We read into your hearing 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. We ask that there be a blessing to God's word. We want to use as a subject this morning, Timmy and the family bag. Timmy and the family bag. There's a new concept, or I guess maybe old, maybe new to me. I'm just now catching up. But it's been a lot of talk lately about generational wealth. A lot of people, when they talk about generational wealth, they talk about it in terms of material possessions. They talk about it in terms of silver and gold, houses and land. They talked about how one generation generates enough wealth in order to pass down to the next generation. But many people, they fail to consider the disciplines that it takes to acquire wealth. They don't want to deal with the disciplines of saving more than you spend. That's a good way to create wealth. Another good way to create wealth is get up early and stay up late. It's got to, those kinds of disciplines, those kind of unseen ingredients, people often miss. But this morning, I want to lift up the generational wealth that Paul points out for Timothy. And the generational wealth that he has is faith. Simply, Timmy's in the family bag. Most people think of bag, they think of money, they think of dollars and cents. But in this sense, I'm using it as the generational wealth that Timothy received from his grandmother and from his mother. It was passed down generation after generation, from Lois to Eunice, even to Timothy. This was Timmy and the family bag. In a land far away, in a time long ago, there lived a little boy by the name of Timotheus. His biblical name is Timothy, but everyone that knew him knew to call him Timmy. Now, Timmy was a normal little boy, if you consider being special, unique, and different as normal. So you see, Timothy's mother was Jewish, and his father was Greek. Timmy, like a lot of people, he lived in two worlds. He lived in the world that his parents, his mother, and his grandmother painted for him, a world of scripture, a world of God and angel, a world filled with miracles. But he also lived in the real world. He lived in now. He lived in the Greek culture. And all the other kids used to tease poor Timmy and call him all sorts of names. And they wouldn't let poor Timmy play in neither Hebrew or Greek games. Timmy had to spend more and more time with his grandmother and his mother. And they were women of faith. Yes, yes, yes. We see here Paul says, your genuine, sincere faith, which also lived in your grandmother and your mother, Eunice. Paul reminds Timothy of his family bag of faith. Sincere faith. Paul is thankful to God for Timmy's faith and his holiness. He thanked God that he remembered Timothy in his prayers. He remembered the time that he had spent with his grandmother and his mother, and he knew that Timmy would have to lean in into the family bag. This sincere faith. What is sincere faith? Well, first thing, sincere faith is a saving faith. It is a faith that trusts and believes that the work that Jesus did on the cross will pay the price for your sins and mine. A sincere faith is a believing faith that God is able to do what he said. For you see, Lois would have had to accept Jesus for herself. Her grandmother wasn't a Christ follower. Her mother wouldn't have been a Christ follower. No, Lois would have been the first one in the family to accept Jesus as her personal Lord and Savior. She was the first one to step out on faith, to believe that what Jesus had done, even though she had not seen it, she believe. Yes, yes, a sincere faith is a saving faith. It saves us from our sins. And what an inheritance to have. What a family bag to have. This sincere faith. It made me remember my own grandmother. My grandmother, she didn't have any silver and gold to leave for her grandbabies. No, she didn't even have any fine china. She didn't have no houses or land. But somewhere along the line, Grandma ran across a poem. And she decided to make that poem the family bag. Yes, she decided to make this poem for her grandbabies. And she shared it with every one of us every chance that she got. This poem that she gave to us was from Edgar Guest. The poem goes, "Don't quit." Grandma would read, "When things go wrong as they sometime will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit," she'll wake a finger in our face and say, "Rest if you must, but don't you quit." Your family bag of faith. Not only do we see in here that sincere faith is a saving faith, but secondly, we see that a sincere faith is a shared faith. It is demonstrated through Timothy's mother, Eunice, in a land far away, in a time long ago. They lived a little boy by the name of Timotheus. His biblical name is Timothy. But everyone that knew him called him. All right, y'all with me, y'all with me. You see, a sincere faith is a shared faith. A sincere faith cannot be hidden. It has to be shown in our daily walk. It's demonstrated through our practice of Christian principles. If Timothy was here today, he surely could say, "Somebody prayed for me. My grandmother prayed for me. My mother prayed for me." He witnessed their practicing of the Christian principles in their daily walk. For you see, brothers and sisters, faith without works is dead. A sincere faith is alive. It is active. It is an ongoing process of making us more like Christ. Yes, yes, a sincere faith is a faith you just can't keep it to yourself. Every now and then, you just have to throw up your hand and say, "Lord, I want to say thank you." Yes, people on your job will question you and ask you, "Where do you get the strength to go on, even in the midst of the storm?" It is our faith, our trust in God. Yes, yes, Timmy was blessed with the family bag, of faith. He saw this sincere, shared faith even in his mother, Eunice. And then if his mother was anything like my mother, she had to share something too. It is another poem by Edgar Guest. I don't care too much for this one. That's because I'm a preacher. You might like it more than I do. But it does demonstrate a sincere faith is a shared faith that must be demonstrated in our daily lives. And the poem simply goes, "I'll rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one should walk with me than merely tell me the way. The eye's a better pupil and more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but examples always clear. And the best of all the preachers are the men who live their creeds. For to see good put in action is what every body needs. Yes, yes, a sincere faith is a shared faith that is demonstrated in our living out of the Christian principles. And surely Paul saw this in not only Timothy's grandmother Lois, but also in his mother Eunice. But sincere faith is a saving faith. A sincere faith is a shared faith. But thirdly, a sincere faith is a serving faith. Yes, Paul says in this passage in verse 5, he says, I am persuaded. I am convinced. In a land far away, in a time long ago, there lived a little boy by the name of Timotheus. His biblical name is Timothy, but everybody that knew him called him Timmy. And Timmy had a sincere faith. Timmy demonstrated the family bag of faith. And this did not go unnoticed by the apostle Paul. If anybody knew about faith, surely it would have been the apostle Paul. If anybody knew how to examine it, if anybody knew how to observe it, if anybody knew how to identify it, surely it would be the apostle Paul. Paul lived with Lois, lived with Eunice, and lived with Timothy, and he noted that all three had the same sincere faith. And he actually says in this verse 5, I am persuaded. Now Paul is not easily persuaded. Paul is not easily convinced. Paul has run across some people that had a fake and a phony faith. Paul has run across people that had a weak faith. Paul had run across people that would accept Jesus' sacrifice but did not accept Jesus' commands. You know the kind of people, they are saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost when trouble arises. But as soon as the sun comes out, they forget about the Lord. Yes, Paul knew all sorts of faith. Good faith and bad faith, little faith and great faith. But he notes that Timothy and his family's bag was sincere faith. It is showed in your service to others. Yes, brothers and sisters, a genuine faith is unhypocritical. It is a faith that is not on act. It is real and not just for appearances. Paul is not easily persuaded, nor is he easily convinced. Because Paul once said, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither present nor the future, nor any other power, neither height nor depth or anything else will separate me from the love of God. No, Paul wasn't easily persuaded. Paul wasn't easily convinced, but he saw in the service of Timothy, he saw sincere faith. In Timothy, he saw someone who's willing to serve, trusting in the Lord. Willing to help, trusting in the Lord. Willing to lend aid and assistance where he can. Willing to share the good news. All because he had sincere faith. Oh, Paul recognized in Timothy that he had the family bag. He recognized in Timothy that the faith he had was gained from his mother. The faith that he had started with his grandmother, had been passed down through the generations, passed down like fine china, passed down like land, passed down like silver and gold, passed down from one generation to the next, the ability to have a sincere faith in God. And brothers and sisters, I'm grateful on this Thanksgiving season. I'm thankful for the sincere faith of those that went on before me. I thank God that I grew up with a praying grandmother. I thank God that I had a prayer mother. But I thank God for the faith that he had put in us. We need to be reminded of our family bag. Your family bag ain't stealing. Your family bag ain't lying. Your family bag ain't cheating. Your family bag is faith, trusting and believing in God. If it brought grandma through and she didn't have no microwave, she didn't have no 24 TV, she did not have no cell phone, and if God brought her through, bringing behind eight girls, my mama is one of eight, if she was able to keep them by faith and faith alone, trusting and believing in God. I didn't know them syrup sandwiches that we had was all that mama would prepare. I thought it was a special meal. Why? Because mama prepared it with a song on her heart and thankful. Mama made pancakes for dinner. I thought it was a special occasion. I didn't know that was all she had in the refrigerator. I didn't know that was all that was there. I thought it was a great day to have breakfast for dinner. I thought mama was pulling something out of her hat. I was like, and I remember when I was left from home, I thought the family bag was hustle. I thought the family bag was grinding. I thought the family bag was ripping and running. But when things wasn't working out, I would call home. And mama would say, did you pray? And I was like, mama, I just need $100. I'll pray when I need something big, you know, that. Pray for a house, pray for a car, call your parents for $100. And mama would stay on me to trust in the Lord. A sincere faith will save you in this evil world. A sincere faith is a shared faith. You just can't keep it to yourself. And a sincere faith is a serving faith. It is put in action. It's in how we treat one another, how we treat others. When all else has failed, we can rely on our generational wealth. We can rely on our family bag. And we can thank God that he blessed us with a legacy of faith. Remember Timmy and the family bag. May God bless you and may God keep you today. At this time, we want to extend the invitation to Christian discipleship. This first pew is reserved for you to come and make a decision for the Lord. As the deacons and the greeters, as they come, they're here to help you. If you need somebody to walk with you, just hold up your hand and somebody will walk by your side. But we say to you, come. Come as you are, come from where you are. Don't wait till tomorrow. Come right now. And if you're online, we ask that you put a word in the comments. We will reach out to you. We don't want this day to pass.
We offer Christ to you, oh my brother.
Come on, come on. extend. It was yours to accept or reject. May God bless you on this day.